Welcome in Carolyn Sabin, a Family's First Partnership, joining us here on our Thursday, March 18th. Ms. Sabin joining us for our monthly update with Families First. And how is it going as we get closer to those spring months?
Oh, just great. Just great. We're having busy days, but, you know, it's better than not having anything else to do.
Better than the alternative, that's
right.
For sure. So for folks that are listening, Carolyn, that haven't heard us on the program before talk about Families First Partnership, give us the rundown again of what Families First provides for the Lincoln County community.
Okay. Families First Partnership is what we call a community collaborative, and that means that we partner with the agencies in the community to help them provide their services, and whether it be assistance in coaching or providing support to their participants, or just giving trainings, then we help support those services in the community that strengthen families.
Okay. And help navigate individuals that are in need for X, Y, and Z to agencies A, B, and C.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing, I think, that folks don't realize that Families First Partnership can do.
Right. We have a process called central navigation, and so families who are in need can call in or do an application through our website, and then they are directed to an agency that would be the best fit. And it goes the other way, too. Agencies could have a participant that they need some financial support for. They have them do the application through the website, and then the agency does the coaching, and we figure out what the financial need is.
Sure.
And take care of it.
Absolutely. So with this recent round of stimulus checks, obviously that's a big boost to our local economy and a lot of help to a lot of people, I'm sure, that may have had some financial troubles. But if there's folks out there listening that are thinking, oh my gosh, awesome that I have this extra money right now, I can pay the bills. Not a bad idea to get some coaching on exactly how to go about that situation again.
Right. Mm-hmm. And really, our board of directors is really focused and supportive of educational opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And so Families First has an education calendar where we have classes on Zoom. And right now we are offering Getting Ahead and Just Getting By World.
Okay.
And Your Money, Your Goals. And we are partnering with the Connection Homeless Shelter to offer a class called RentWise. And so anyone who'd like to sign up for those could call our office and get registered for any one of those. And you can find out the times on our website, but the number to call would be 520-3743.
And even if folks are in a good position, right now they're not facing eviction, maybe they are behind on bills a little bit, this sounds like something that would be beneficial for those folks too, or maybe even for some folks that have been in that situation in the past but aren't right now, thanks be to God, but have been in the past possibly.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, and education just empowers a person.
Yes,
you
it
know,
does.
The more you know, the
Absolutely.
Easier it is to navigate some of those issues that you face in life.
Good learning experience for a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
Project Connect typically occurs in the spring. It was completely different last year, a little bit different this year, but at least there'll be some more form of normalcy this year than what comparison last year.
Right, and we really appreciate the partnership of Husker Radio last year in carrying out Project Connect by doing the interviews with various agencies, and those are still posted on our website directory.
Yep, so. And we still have them, too, posted on our website,
right,
actually.
Great.
I saw those the other day, and I thought, man, that was kind of fun. It was
yeah.
a lot of work,
uh-huh.
but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And for folks that don't remember, the Project Connect interviews we aired here on KODY, we aired them on our sister stations, posted the archives online as well. In the mid-pandemic, so I was very thankful
yeah.
for that. Kept me connected and involved.
Yeah, it's good to be in the know on what's going on, even when things are sort of shut down.
Yeah, even when things hit a standstill.
Right. So, well, with Project Connect this year, we're doing it more as a drive-through.
Okay.
And we had our first meeting last week, so a lot of the plans are still
getting the count.
But the plan right now is that it'll be July 31st.
Okay.
I believe 8 to 1, and it'll be at the high school parking lot.
Okay.
In here in North Platte.
So plenty of room, seeing a lot of room to spread out there in that high school parking lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so in the next weeks here, there'll be a survey sent out through the schools for families to say, because we want to make sure that if we're accessing any donations, then we're getting the right things for people. Sure. And we don't end up with some things that everyone's like, well, now what am I going to do with
don't
this?
Don't want a huge surplus.
Mm-hmm.
There's a surplus of toothpaste. That's not the worst thing in the world. It's not going to go bad. But if we have a surplus of potatoes,
right,
it might be a different story.
Yeah, yeah. So we're pretty excited about getting that back on track. And that's just a service to the community we wanted to make sure and continue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For folks that haven't participated in Project Connect in the past, tell us what it kind of has looked like in the past and what we're thinking it may look like a little bit this year.
Okay. For Project Connect has really been what we call a one-stop shop where all the agencies who offer human services resources are in one spot in a location, you know, mm-hmm. they're all together in one area. And that way families who have needs can get information, get education. If there's a service that is provided there, then they could have that service at that time. So in the past, we've had up to 65 agencies all in one place.
Oh, my.
And so that's always kind of like exciting. And it's exciting for the agencies, too, because
sure.
sometimes they don't get to network very often. And they have a chance to talk together and say, hey, we could do this sort of effort together, you
mm-hmm.
know, and find out different resources that might benefit all of them. So,
again, we have Carolyn Sabin joining us here on KODY of Families First Partnership. Ms. Sabin, the executive director here locally for Families First Partnership. And for folks that want to get more information about Project Connect or anything else we've discussed this morning, what's the best way for them to do so?
You could go to our website, and that's the perfect place to go to get all kinds of information, whether you're an agency or you're a resident of the community looking for some resources. Agencies can sign up for our website directory, which also cross-platforms to our phone app, first.link.us. And so you can go there. And if you just need someone to call and talk to you to find about those resources, our central navigator is 308-530-3743.
Almost all of it memorized.
Yep.
Almost all of it memorized. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Ms. Sabin?
Well, just on our website also, we have a program for older youth. It's called LEAP. It's Leadership Experience Through Active Participation. And it's for those youth that have been wards of the state, juvenile justice, and just are kind of unconnected. They don't have any kind of group that they really resonate with. And so this is to give them leadership skills, a support group in some ways.
A sense of belonging mm-hmm. in some ways, too, it sounds like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the information on LEAP is on our website as well.
Awesome. And you'll be in the studio here in just a few short weeks. Next month is Child Abuse Prevention Month, right?
Exactly, yes. And I'd like to give a shout out to what we call the Lincoln County CAP Council Prevention. And it's those frontline workers from a number of agencies are the people who really are one-on-one with families and children, and they're pushing out a lot of great efforts for Child Abuse Prevention Month, which is April, and one of their big things is going to be Dress Blue Fridays.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and so they're challenging agencies in the community to dress blue on Fridays and then take a picture and post it on your Facebook, but then also share it to our families. Well, not Families First. Our Lincoln County Child Abuse Prevention Council Facebook.
Okay.
So,
exciting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, because blue is the color for Bring Up Nebraska and child prevention.
Okay.
Or child abuse prevention.
Okay. And you'll be joining us again here in just a few short weeks to talk about the Child Abuse Prevention Month. And our own Mayor Brandon Kelleher will be joining you for that, too. So I'm sure you're
right.
Excited to have Mayor Kelleher on board for that proclamation. And sounds like he's a great advocate of Families First Partnership in his first few days in office.
Absolutely. We've had a good conversation with the mayor. So we're excited to have future work in our community to support families and children.
Ms. Sabin, anything else you'd like to get to this morning?
Nope, that should do it.
Want to give folks that number again and that website in case they want to get more information?
Yeah, the phone number for our central navigator is 308-520-3743. And the website is familiesfirstpartnership.org. And the first is not spelled out. It's one S-T, like first
like
foot.
Like first foot, yep. Ms. Saban, always good to have you in the studio. We appreciate the time and appreciate the work you do here in the Lincoln County community.
All right. Thanks, Tristan. Good to visit with you.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after this quick break on KODY.